When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
So, dear friends, we have repeatedly gone to this portion of Scripture where the Word of God was taken away. I do not know how many victories you have been winning. I would certainly love to hear of the victories that you have been winning. The wonderful thing about the Word of God is that it multiplies. If the Word of God does not bring forth fruit in your life, there is a certain amount of blame that belongs to the pulpit, to the preacher. It shows me that I am not binding the forces of darkness. Just holding forth or speaking, what is it? Is it entertaining people or is it a display of words or what? Or is it Christ going forth to do exactly what he did in his lifetime and more? If that does not happen, we should stop. The preacher should stop. I'm beginning with myself. A preacher should stop and say, hey, what's wrong with me? And I want to tell you that you want to know what's wrong? All right. You know, the pressure of work today is such there's a long queue up at my door almost in every place. And by the time I deal with these multitudes, I am exhausted spiritually. You know how the Lord Jesus Christ took his disciples apart and said, come you apart and rest a while. Well, I don't manage to do that. It is amazing. The Word of God is spreading so fast, and such hunger. I feel it's a criminal offense if that hunger is not met. That's how I look on that. So, friends, now we are dealing today with this situation where when Jesus spoke, you can imagine a cry going up. Mark 1st chapter and 21st verse. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou Jesus of Nazareth? He cried out. So when the Lord Jesus Christ was there, in that synagogue, when the Word of God was going out, who was disturbed? The devils in this man. were disturbed. Now we have a kind of preaching today which doesn't disturb any devil. Maybe the devil even says, well, it would be a wonderful thing if this preacher continues to preach in this fashion, because he is doing little harm to my kingdom anyway. So it would be very nice to keep this man in this pulpit. I tell you, it's a tragedy. When the word of God is given, the powers of darkness must be disturbed. If there is no disturbance, then there is nothing happening. It's not the word of God. You know, I had a very strange situation one day when suddenly we were living in a high school premises. There was the missionary's house, and at some distance, almost 100 yards or a little less, there was a big boarding school. And on my way to my residence, I was residing in the bungalow of the missionaries. And there was an English lady who had come to look into the accounts of the school or something, accountant or something, or manageress. She lived upstairs. But some of the girls who had seen me at a distance probably, or heard me, they approached me as I was walking up to my residence. As I spoke a few words to them standing, they began to weep. And soon there were a lot of other high school girls there. I said, okay, come over into this porch or veranda and I'll speak to you. So here was a group of girls, and soon they were weeping and confessing their sins. And the missionary lady, whoever she was, she came marching down and said, what kind of bunch of Pentecostals are here? When the Lord convicts sinners, you can't beat them and get them to weep. But when the power of God comes down, then people are convicted of their sins. So I said to her, listen, you're a Methodist missionary. You must know the history of Methodism. Wesley says in one part of his diary, the whole street was in an uproar. What uproar was this? Conviction of sin. And that in Old Britain. Now, my dear people, so when the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking, these demons in this man cried out. And what did they cry? 24th verse, let us alone. What have we to do with you? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. So when the demons cried out in this fashion, Jesus rebuked him and saying, hold your peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority commandeth he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. What does the scripture say? He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Recently, I was in areas which were very difficult to reach. And always I wonder, how did the early missionaries ever get to this place? Up and down these mountains and tiger and elephant jungles, and rhinoceroses. How did they ever get through over this difficult terrain? Yes, quite evidently they were men driven with the desire to bless souls and to be a blessing. And the difficulties which they would have endured, I wish we had a fuller record. Some of them did not leave a proper record. You know, they left their graves. They left their children's graves, their wives' graves. But they did not put down any of their sufferings as such, many of them. You know, today we are a comfortable bunch of people talking about Christ in a very comfortable environment, and we're afraid, we're cautious, we are properly insured, and our security must not be threatened. There's all a very academic scene, you know, very alien to life as it is, even today. So when I go to some of those places, and you will find that there are so many languages because of the inaccessible territory. Somebody on this side of the mountain speaks one dialect, and the fellows on the other side of the mountain speak another language. Not always another dialect. It could be another language with different roots altogether. However, some of those inaccessible people, the gospel is going out. Now, one of the first things that happens when you go to those places is you're disturbing the ancient customs. What does the scripture say? He was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Let's pray. O loving Father, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and somehow we are failing against these powers of darkness. Oh, forgive us, forgive me. We do not want to have a circus on Sunday morning. We want the delivering word, the delivering truth going out, delivering our families by being rocked and overturned. Forgive us, we beseech you. Hear our humble prayer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.